Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. And as we do once a month, we chatted up with Hastings Mayor Mary Fassbender. And today she is here with us to recap the most recent City Council meeting. And we're so happy that she's taking the time to do that. How have you been? Happy spring to you.
Oh, my gosh, Mo. It is finally here. And I have, you know, lilacs are blooming in the background of our yard, and the apple trees are blooming at City Hall. So I was very fearful, you know, last week when they were talking about all the rain and stuff. They said, oh, don't damage everything and let everything drop so quickly because of, you know, the rain and the winds. But there's still a lot of beauty out there, and it just keeps coming. So, yeah, it's nice.
Oh, it's so nice. And I just love how, as you said, the, you know, nature comes alive, and Hastings really is pretty. And as you mentioned, those beautiful flowering trees right on City Hall's campus. And, you know, I think of all the beauty in the bikes trails that we have. And, oh, it's going to be a great, great summer to get out in and enjoy it. So we're so happy about that. So you did just have a recent City Council meeting, and sure. I had the opportunity to watch it, and I'm interested to hear you tell us about it as well for our listeners.
Sure. So, you know, before a lot of our meetings start, well, a lot of times we'll have presentations, and our last council meeting, we were fortunate to have the Heritage Preservation Awards presentation, which is always kind of a fun night, Mo, because it's an opportunity for our historic preservation to come out. And Cindy Toppin is a very good candidate. She's a volunteer for the city, and she organizes this, you know, in the background. So every year, the Historic Preservation Commissioners, they get together and they have these recognitions of properties throughout our historic community. And so the presentation was a couple houses for recognizing properties, and one was on 5th Street and one was on 2nd Street. But then they also do a mid-century modern recognition too, and that home is at 1102 Tyler Street. And then there's a stewardship award, which is kind of entails on upkeeping, you know, their homes. And there were two awards for that, too, and that was, there's one on 3rd Street and one on 2nd Street. So these are really fun, and it's good because the people come forward, you know, to accept their awards. And, you know, we get to pat them on the back for, one, you know, maintaining history of these beautiful homes. I mean, you just love driving down Ramsey and Tyler and 2nd Street to see these beautiful old structured homes. And you know what, we can't rebuild those in today's world, can we?
No.
I mean, some of these homes are from the 1800s. So, I mean, we're very fortunate to have those along with our historic buildings, you know, in the downtown area. So it's always kind of a fun night. And like I said, to be able to shake their hands and thank them for keeping up, you know, the beautification of the historic part of our city.
And I always love to hear and see the history of these homes. There's so much rich history in all the walls of those houses. A lot of these people we know who live in it now, but when you look back over the years, yeah, it's just really a cool thing. And so what a great group of people, Cindy and her group, to continue that. The Heritage Preservation Commission, I know, is very active and really works hard behind the scenes. So it was nice to see them recognized, Mary.
Yeah, it was great. And then we moved on to our consent agenda. As we always know, that's more of just housekeeping. And a few of our law enforcement and fire contracts were completed, which is always a good thing. That's kind of a, you know, negotiation time of year for our law enforcement and fire. So that's always good to have that completed. And then we had some big discussions in the under Parks and Recs. We have been talking, you know, we've been talking about this for years, is the Hastings Civic Arena, the roof and the refrigeration. Parks Director Jenkins provided, you know, us with an overview of the requests that have been asked for years, you know, our the old roof on the west rink is 25 years old already. I mean, it's just amazing how that has aged that quickly. I mean, I remember when that was built. I just can't, it's a hard time to think that it was 25 years ago.
And Mary, what is the age of the original part of the complex? When was that built?
Is it early, late 70s, possibly?
Okay. So that would have already have had a roof and maybe a second roof by now.
Yes, probably. Yeah. I don't know the history of the east side, but so the Civic Arena is, you know, it's kind of, the roof is kind of increasing, you know, the leaks and everything. So he provided us with a kind of a plan, you know, for suggesting. I don't know if you remember, but a while ago we had this on the state bonding and we thought we were going to get the finances, but it did not come to fruition. So now we kind of have to do our own thing. And this is a big discussion, as you know, and this is a kind of a staple in our community, you know, our Hastings Civic Arena, as you know, the with the hockey teams and figure skating uses it and
soccer uses soccer. It. Yes.
You know, it's a very well used and we want to keep that going for our community. So between the roof and the refrigeration, we are still on the R22 system, which is kind of very outdated and it has no efficiency.
Would you even explain to me what does that even mean?
The refrigeration, which that keeps the ice going.
Oh, okay.
You know, keeping the ice.
Yeah.
That component
okay.
is aging, as we said. And so they would like to recommend that the council update the refrigeration to more of a, you know, updated system that has a kind of advancement of how you keep the ice frozen in today's world.
More efficient or something?
Yes, correct. More efficient. And then along with that, to possibly put up solar panels and LED lighting, you know, just for the funding sources for everything could include, you know, the arena fund balance and local bonding. We're still crossing our fingers, but we just don't know. So we had a large discussion on that, and we just felt that prior to it becoming worse, we need to be more proactive. Director Jenkins is just suggesting that we put in now, because we're, of course, working on our budget for 2024, and we want to be able to, you know, be able to put that into our budget for next year. Along with that, there's so many still delays in product. It's like a 12-month wait for some of these items, so we passed for him to be able to go ahead and, you know, start the process and continue what he needs to do so we can start working on that as soon as we get the items. So big ticketed items, you know, the hardship of things like this more, people don't really see what it is. You know what I mean? You don't see a refrigeration
right.
system and you don't see a roof.
It's not something, right. It's not something that people are going to ooh and ah over, but it's a necessity to protect your investment.
Yeah, for sure. Yep. So that was a big talk or a big discussion. And then we talked about trails and wayfinding signage plan, which, again, this has been talked about for a few years now. And Director Jenkins gave us an overview of his request or staff's request. And, you know, he kind of indicated that the development of the trail signage has been kind of a topic of discussion for Parks and Rec and our Commission of Parks and Rec and the Parks and Rec Committee of Council, and we've had workshops on it, and this is, you know, basically just to have better signage for our trail systems. I don't know if you remember, but a few years back, we passed a city people movement plan, which helps guide people for walking and, like, bicycling throughout our community.
Okay.
And so the signage would just be more helpful for people to know where they're going and what's possibly down the road for them. So So it was good to have that passed too, so they can start working on that. I mean, we're not going to see anything this year, but start putting in for the product itself, and it could take a few months to get that.
How exactly does that work? Each department, I'm sure, has things that they would like budgeted for. Is there a certain amount given to each department, and then they use it the way they see fit? Or how exactly does that work from your level?
Each department goes through a budget process. They do their priorities. You know, this is what we really need. Everybody has a wish list, but they do more of a prioritization, what their needs and assessments are for each department. They start that, and then they kind of continue to collaborate with Dan and all that. And then we will start actually working on our budget process actually in June already for next year. So it's a very long process. Our finance committee of council will be involved in discussion. And like I said, department heads will be in discussion. Council will have a workshop on it, so we'll be able to see from the front end which department is looking for what and how can council maybe assist them in getting what their needs are. But at the end of the day, you know, I mean, I'm just using this. Parks Department might have 10 things they want. Well, they might not get all 10. That's when you have to really crunch numbers and see what's important and what do we need, what do they need to sustain their department. I mean, it's a fun process, but it's also very stressful as well. It's like when you own a home and you're on a certain budget and you need a new air conditioner. Well, right. You don't have enough money for an air conditioner. Well, how much can we put into it before we start nickel-diming each project that we need from a homeowner? It's the same thing with the department of, you know, in our city. It's a big process, and it takes about 6 months. So we start in June, and we have to have our truth and taxation done by the first meeting in December. So it's kind of stressful, but it's fun and it's exciting too.
So then I know that John Hinsman presented the Community Development Annual Report, and that really was fun to listen to. Do you want to give us some details of that, please?
Sure. All departments have been busy. All departments. I mean, our public works are crazy busy with street projects, and parks are busy. Every department is busy. Finances are busy with working on the budget. Everybody is really busy and doing a wonderful job. But here's where the community development area, which is John Hinsman, that's a fun thing, because if you go onto the website and see his report, you can actually visually see what's going on. You see buildings going up. You see businesses coming to town. You can see how much dirt is being moved around town. So in general, big ticketed items, like I said earlier, you know, replacing a roof, we don't really see that, but it's there. So seeing all these developments is just really kind of fun, and I'm excited for our community as we grow, you know, with senior housing, you know, which allows our aging community to, if they choose to, be able to move into a different type of housing, makes room for younger families or new families to move into our community, which, you know, we want to see growth, and we're starting to see a little bit of growth, which is really exciting for our community in many ways. I would encourage people to go onto the website to look at it, because it's pretty cool to be able to see growth. We haven't had a development in Hastings for 15 years. To start to see these come up is pretty neat for our community, I think.
Yeah, that report was really interesting, and John is going to come in and give a standalone talk, basically what he presented to the council. So I think that will be really fun for our listeners to hear just the growth of Hastings. So Mary, a couple more things I know that you wanted to chat about. There is a event that is a Hastings-wide event. It's not put on by the city. It's put on this year by the American Legion, and that is the Memorial Day event, and there are some big changes to that that I know you wanted to reiterate.
Sure. Hastings has such a rich history of veterans and supporters of our veterans and our military. So Memorial Day has always been a very large event within our community. The change mole is, if people remember, we would start at the vet's home, and then we'd go to roadside and go to sailors and soldiers, cemetery, and then get to the river. Well, everything will be at the river this year, starting at 10 a.m. down at the Rotary Pavilion, which is, as we all know and have learned to love, being on the river. And there's a memorial down there, too. So the event will be down there solely. And the more we get that word out, I think the better it's going to be. I mean, I wouldn't like it if people were going to roadside sitting and waiting. So if you hear this, please pass it on that it is only at the Rotary Pavilion this year at 10 a.m. Same lineup. We'll have a guest speaker, and the guest speaker is Shane Hudella, who, as we know, is now our new representative for the House, but he is also a veteran and supports military very strongly in our communities. And there'll be a few other speakers there, and March for Them, which is the walk that has been going on for the last, I believe, 7 years, with Tom Raitt as being the person who started that, and it's a bunch of veterans that walk 28 miles from Red Wing to Hastings, and this is new for them. They are going to walk just the area around the city of Hastings, which is 10 miles. So they will be finishing their walk at the pavilion. We're hoping it, you know, works good to be about the mid or the end of the program, so we'll be able to honor those people too that have walked for the men and women that have fallen. It's always a very moving day, and I'm glad that we're keeping it in one place for a lot of seniors that may find it easier just to sit in one place.
Absolutely.
You know, rather than moving from spot to spot.
Well, we're certainly going to help get that word out, and we appreciate your time recapping the most recent city council meeting. Thank you. We really, really love your interviews, so we appreciate that. Mayor Mary Fassbender, she's the mayor of Hastings, and this is AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings.
This morning.